All right, so let's start with just who you are and what you do and how long you've been doing it.
My name is Coyote. I just got out of prison in November 8th, 2013 to be exact. I just did 16 years in Nevada prison system. I just did 15 of those 16 years in maximum security at Ely State Prison. I became radicalized while I was in prison, and I started up my own prison chapter of Anarchist Black Cross. And I educated and radicalized other prisoners. We started up collectives, movements. We built the library in there. We started riots. We pushed for changes within the prison system and other miscellaneous things that just seemed to be needed at the time. And we tried to build a solid support structure from the outside, so prisoners could have support outside. Like, we didn't have nothing in Nevada. We had no resource centers, no books to prisoners, bookstores that were sending books in. None of that was going on. And there was no oversight within the prison. Like, the pigs were killing prisoners, abusing prisoners and sometimes killing them in different, various ways, sometimes even through the lack of medical treatment. And they can just get away with all this abuse and didn't have to answer to nobody for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So we tried to provide oversight to the prisons to try to hold these pigs and wardens accountable, just to let them know people were watching. And I helped do a lot of that type of work.
That's awesome. So what are you currently working on? What prisoners and prisoner movements are you in contact with?
Well, I just got out of prison. I've been out since November, so I'm just barely getting on my feet. I haven't really got my hands dirty on any prison activist stuff since I've been out, other than like a noise demo in Seattle where I got arrested for. We were doing a noise demo outside of a juvenile detention center. But I plan on doing more. I plan on starting an ABC chapter here in Olympia, Washington.
Awesome.
And doing, to continue that fight and that struggle. I do have a lot of comrades in prison, Ely State Prison especially, that I personally had a hand in radicalizing, getting out of gangs, and who are now like serious anarchists, serious radicals. And I support them, not directly but indirectly, because I cannot write them directly. If I tried to, they would not even get my letters. They would get like, their letters would get confiscated. And so I'm just basically trying to garnish a lot of support for them. One of my comrades I'm talking about in particular is Christopher Gonzalez. And another one is Isaiah Williams, and there's several more, but these are my two closest comrades that are going to be getting out and coming out here with me when they get out here in Olympia, Washington. Even though I'm not in Olympia, Washington right now, I'm in Portland right now, doing this Law and Disorder conference, and I'm at my friend Donica's house doing this interview, just for the record.
So why do you think this work is important?
Why do I think this work is important? I mean, this work is important for so many reasons. I mean, that question could be answered in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think to me it's important to radicalize prisoners. You know, I didn't go into prison as a radical. I went to prison as a gang member, you know, and I came out as a radical. And if I hadn't had contact with radicals on the outside, like Anthony Racin, and I wouldn't be who I am today. You know, I'd still be stuck up in a in a death style. Some people call it a lifestyle, but the gang lifestyle leads only to, like, it doesn't lead to anything serious. It's just a cycle of death that repeats itself over and over. A cycle of incarceration. A cycle of... It's just fucked up in so many ways, you know. And I'm just speaking for myself, you know. In my history, in my background, as a gang member, as a Latino, and as a prisoner. I can't speak for all prisoners. All I... In on personal levels, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if, like, we had, like, if we could radicalize prisoners and give them like a movement, like, to come out to, like a struggle to join when they get out, I think that's ideal. Like, but just not only that, like, there's so many racist elements, homophobic elements, and capitalist and classist elements inside prison. Like, you would think that because prisoners are the most subjected to oppression, that they would be the first to, like, embrace anarchism and, like, just radical politics, you know what I'm saying, or revolutionary struggle. But sadly and unfortunately, it's not like that at all. They're influenced by their environment, they're products of their environment in so many different ways, and they internalize the ways of their oppressors, and they become oppressors themselves. And this is something that needs to be addressed. And to radicalize prisoners, you know, we're breaking down these walls of oppression, and we can bring them out into struggle, and we can help, like, break down prison walls, like, start revolutions, start things up, you know. Maybe in the long run, there's so many things we can do. But, you know, I think that it's also important to radicalize prisoners because, like, what if there's so many anarchists and comrades out here in struggle that risk going to prison every now and then, you know, like, for different reasons or whatever. Like, a lot of comrades are going to end up in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go into prison with the beliefs you have as an anarchist or as a radical, you're pretty much, like, you're not, you're, like, alone in there. Like, you're not, you're pretty much alienated, and sometimes you could even be targeted. Have you heard about what's going on with the comrades in Mexico and stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, one of them's got beat, like, repeatedly because he refused to pay, like, some kind of tax within the prison.
Like, extortion.
Yeah, he refused to be extorted.
Uh-huh.
And he would rather fucking, like, take the abuse and rather than cave into oppression and extortion.
Uh-huh.
And you gotta respect that shit.
Right.
Because not too many people will stand up to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not too many people will put their lives on the line and stand up to things like that on principle. Most just cave in.
Mm-hmm.
And...
so, yeah, I've heard that some of the Cleveland Four guys are also having trouble in prisons because the other prisoners believe the media stories that they've heard that these guys are terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
And blah, 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 blah. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So imagine if we radicalized prisoners in a way where when we had comrades coming into prison for these things, that they were already embraced.
Right.
They already had comrades in there, and they're already embraced and taken care of. There was already prisoners were already organized around anarchism or radical politics, and they would have a place within the system for themselves. I mean, not saying that prisons should even exist, you
right.
know, but as they do now, this is ideal for now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good, I think it's an important step right now in abolishing prisons, you know, from within, with fighting the prison struggle from within. We need to have a place for our comrades in prison to where they're not, where they don't have to ask the fucking pigs for protection.
Mm-hmm.
To where they can, like, be in prison and they don't have, their lives aren't on the line because they have comrades in there that'll watch their back and, like, will stand up and fight, you know, with them and for them. You know, you understand what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Thank you. Okay, the next question is, what strategies would you like to see emerge or develop among folks on the outside who do prisoner support work?
What strategies would I like to see emerge or develop among folks who do prisoner support work? Well, just like what I just said right now, radicalizing prisoners is an important step. Getting to know prisoners on a personal level, you know, not just political prisoners that everybody hears about, that's awesome. You know, they need support and they have a lot of support. But there's a lot of prisoners that don't have support, that aren't like highly known political prisoners, but are very like intelligent, brilliant. On so many levels, like, they need our association. They need our support. They need, like, just getting a letter in the mail, like, really helps a lot. It helped me a lot. It got me through there. It got me through all that shit, you know? But also, like, noise demos, stuff like that. I went on a noise demo in Seattle on New Year's, and I got arrested for it. But, I wish, like, when I was in prison, people would have came outside of my prison and did a noise demo. That, like, really, like, that could really spark some shit within. You know, there's just, I don't know. You know, I could say a lot of strategies that I would like to see, but, like, it's, like, some serious shit that would involve serious sacrifices and could lead to serious prison sentences, so I probably shouldn't say that.
Alright. So, as you may know, on September 9th, prisoners across the U.S. are organizing a united hunger strike and other forms of protest to end solitary confinement and improve other conditions. What do you think the outcome of that might be, and what can we do now to aid in that mobilization?
You talking about the California prison
There's
strike?
Folks in California, folks in Menard, Illinois, and some of the people in Alabama. There might be a work stoppage in Alabama or in other places aligned with this. There's people talking about trying to have this happen.
Is this all stemming from the California hunger strikes, or is this what's going on in Menard and Alabama?
I think
what are the issues around this?
Menard is all about solitary confinement. It's the people who were in the Supermax. They shut down the Supermax and then moved them to this really old prison where conditions are even worse. So they've gone on hunger strike repeatedly. And they're talking about trying to expand that come this fall. California, the short corridor people have also been interested in it. Prisoners in Ohio have been talking about this for years. Just like, instead of these scattered small hunger strikes happening, having something happen on a national level so that the media can't ignore it, you know, and we can't blacklist.
Well, I know the prisoners in Ohio, the Lucasville 5, they did a hunger strike a couple years ago, and it actually helped them. It actually, they got their visits, like contact visits, where they didn't have to have visit buying class anymore.
Yeah, that's when I got involved with working with them.
Yeah. This is major shit, you know. This is like some serious shit. And I'm hoping it'll lead to like the abolishment of solitary confinement, first of all. And then eventually the abolishment of prison. You know, I'm not a reformist, so, you know, I'm an abolitionist. So ultimately I believe in prison abolition. I don't believe that we should make prisons better. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, prisons are really fucked up systems of oppression and slavery and and a tool of racism and just so many fucked up things within this capitalist society that it's more a system of punishment than it is of healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, I don't agree with that. So, but like, I definitely respect prisoners that are on the inside fighting and organizing around their everyday issues of oppression. And I'm totally with that. And and I hope it leads to whatever demands that they want. You know, their list of demands. I hope that those demands get met for them. You know.
And what can we do now to aid in those mobilizations?
What we can do to aid in that mobilization, like, totally, like, they need people on the outside to, people in prison cannot organize on any real level without any serious support from people on the outside. And when I say serious support, I mean, letter writing is good, like, that's cool, but, like, if you're not going to do anything beyond that, then it's not serious support. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know that the whole Georgia hunger strikes that happened, or the, not hunger strikes, excuse me, the Georgia prisoner strike that happened in, what, 2010, was it?
Mm-hmm.
That was a big-ass strike and major prison strike. This happened before the California prison strikes, and I think that the California prison strikes might have been kind of inspired by what happened in Georgia.
Right.
Because when it happened in Georgia, it happened within 13 different prisons in Georgia. And the way that was mobilized and organized was people were sneaking in cell phones to the prisoners. And they had these cell phones. And they were able to contact people on the streets and help mobilize this, not just in one prison, but several prisons.
Right.
And that's major. And it led to some major ass shit, you know? And that was like the biggest prison strike at that time.
Right.
You know? Until this California hunger strike came. And now this is like the biggest hunger strike in California. And now all these prisons in different states are like taking up this cause and starting doing stuff like this. I mean, this is major stuff.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I think we need to aid in this mobilization in any way we can. In little ways, in big ways, in serious ways. But we need to ask the prisoners how they need us to help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to get that from them and go from there. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Cool. So how should we inform or include prison populations that may not already be involved, like female prisoners or prisoners in regions that have less activity and outside support, or folks in immigration detention centers, county jails, and other forms of incarceration?
To inform prison populations, one way to inform them is through newsletters, zines, radical publications, but like help these prisoners start up their own newsletters. Or start up newsletters and start sending them into prisons, especially female prisoners. Start radicalizing these female prisoners. Like, just, like, give them, like, newsletters like The Rock or stuff like that where their voices can be heard. Mm-hmm. You know, The Rock, like Ed Mead and Mark Cook do.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, stuff like that, you know, where it gives these prisoners a voice where they can start saying their issues and what's going on within their prisons, that, you know, the levels of oppression that they have to endure. And it just all starts from there. Like, female prisoners, they should not be, like, disincluded. They definitely need to, they have so many struggles that they have to endure, like being raped and sexually assaulted and harassed by fucking male pigs and shit is like one issue that they have to face. Like being shackled when they're pregnant and giving birth in prison. That's some fucked up shit, you know? Just giving birth to a baby while in prison is fucked up, and they definitely need support around that. prisoners in regions with less activity and support. Yeah, start contacting these prisoners. Start sending them in zines. Start sending them in newsletters. Start sending them in radical literature and books. Start radicalizing them. And start, start helping them build levels of outside support. Look at examples of, like, Nevada Prison Watch, Arizona Prison Watch, California Prison Watch. I mean, you could look up these websites, www.prisonwatch.org, all these different states, and look how they're doing it, and start, like, getting up a Prison Watch website to, like, provide oversight and outside support. Like, help provide resources for prisoners in these regions of less activity so that they can have resources and support from the outside. You know, these things are needed. Folks in immigrant detention centers, county jails, etc. Immigrant, like, this whole thing that's been happening in Tacoma, mm-hmm. like with the hunger strikes that's going on in Tacoma. Do you know how that started?
No.
Alright, they were doing a noise demo outside of the detention center, and this van full of Latinos, immigrants, whatever you want to call them. I don't call them immigrants, because really, a lot of this shit was their land, you know, is their land, taken from them. So how can we call them immigrants? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was a van full of these Latino prisoners in this immigrant detention center, and they're either coming back or going to the jail, and the demonstrators outside stopped the van, and that was like empowered these prisoners to get in and tell all the prisoners what just happened and that they need to do something about this shit. And that just started a whole hunger strike, because they stopped the noise demo supporters, demonstrators stopped this van.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
So yeah, just things like that. County jails, I don't know, man. That's, you know, a lot of county jails are like have serious restrictions on what communications we can have with the inmates, or the, I hate that fucking word, mm-hmm. Prisoners, and what kind of mail and like literature and stuff they can get in. But if there's ways to provide them with mail and literature and zines and publications, we should totally do that. That's definitely a start, because these prisoners could pass these publications, these zines around to other prisoners, and it raises awareness. It like plants the seeds of radicalization and resistance within them. And like in these situations, in jail and prison, resistance is survival. I mean, resistance is needed. Like, it's just, if you're not resisting these situations, then you're gonna break, or they're gonna break you. Because that's what they try to do. That's what these fucking institutions are designed to do. Not to rehabilitate you, not to heal you, not to cure you, or anything like that, but to break you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when they break you, they break you. They don't build you back up. They destroy you. They crush you. They disseminate. They decimate you. You know what I'm saying? It's,
yeah.
So, yeah. Just look into ways on how to get things into prisoners in county jails. Look into ways on how to communicate with prisoners in county jails. And because a lot of these prisoners are awaiting to go to actual prisons, and they can carry the seed of radicalization into the prisons with them. They can start organizing in the jails and take that into the prisons.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Cool. So how could someone who's new to prisoner support work get involved?
Well, they can get involved by writing letters to prisoners, start contacting prisoners, and showing support to prisoners. Christopher Gonzalez, back number 95595, P.O. Box 1989, Ely, E-L-Y, Nevada, 89301-1981. or 1989. Write this person if you're serious. If you want to get into prisoner support, write this. This is my comrade. Ask him how you can start getting into prisoner support. He's in prison. He's in maximum security prison. He'll tell you how you can help him with his cause. Also, Isaiah Williams, back number 86562, P.O. Box 1989, Ely, E-L-Y, Nevada, 89301, 1989. This is my comrade, too. And he's very, very intelligent, very brilliant. You would love, like, his letters. Like, his letters will change your life, you know. So, like, they'll really add so much fulfillment and joy to your life as well. And just prisoner support will change your life in so many profound ways. You know, just being able to connect to prisoners and really help them in these struggles, just help them get through. Like, even if you're just, like, sending them a book or sending them a letter or sending them something to read, sending them a picture, putting a little money on their book so they can have, like, buy some food off the commissary so they don't have to always depend on nasty-ass steak food that doesn't really fill you up, doesn't have any nutritional value. And some of it is, like, very toxic, actually. I can go into so many ways how the prison food is toxic for your health, you know. Mm-hmm. Just little things like that. Like, just start writing prisoners and ask them how you can support them, you know.
So specifically, what if somebody is not anywhere near prisoners who are involved in any kind of resistance? What role can they play?
I don't think that it matters if they're near any resistance. I mean, they still need support. You know, they still need people on the outside. Like I said before, like, prisoners can't get organized on any real level without solid support from people on the outside. So it just takes, you know, you just start writing prisoners, like, and just little by little, like, start, the seeds will be planted, the seeds of revolution, the seeds of anarchy, the seeds of resistance, you know, through your letters, through your correspondence. Like, not only are you helping them, but they're helping you. And even if they're away from sites of prisoner resistance, that doesn't mean they can't start organizing and radicalizing and rioting or whatever it takes or whatever they need to do to where they're at. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could help aid that where there isn't any sites of prisoner resistance. We could start helping these prisoners start forming their own collectives and their own cells within these prisons where, you know, where they can start organizing themselves and start up their own levels of resistance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, awesome. And what if somebody has no connection to prisoner struggles, that doesn't know prisoners, doesn't have any, like, a whole lot of awareness about what goes on in prison? Like, what's a good way for someone who's really new to this to get started and get involved?
Start looking up stuff about prisoner struggles. Start looking up on these. Just Google California prison hunger strikes. Google prisoner resistance. Google Nevada Prison Watch. Look up my blog, coyote-calling.blogspot.com. These are all my prison writings when I was in prison. These will, like, totally, like, raise your awareness about shit that's really going on in prison. Like, the, you know, the culture and just the movement. Like, my writings will, like, really open your eyes to a lot of things you probably never knew about and never realized and never even imagined that goes on in prison. Like, don't watch these stupid ass movies and shows about prisons like Oz and all this shit, because that's just bullshit. Like, a lot of the shit's brainwashed shit that like tries to get you to, like, hate prisoners and think they're all bad. Like, You really want to know about what's going on in prison? Ask the prisoners. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the media. Fuck all this brainwashed propaganda. The boss's propaganda that they try to get us to watch. That shit ain't where it's at. You want to know where it's at? Write the prisoners. You know? Start finding prisoners to write. Whether they're political, whether they're social, whether they're conscious or not. Even if they're not, I mean, you gotta be careful. There's a lot of predators and, like, people that will prey on you in prison. But if you see someone that's, like, really, like, serious about just trying to change their lives, you know, you could aid in that change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Is there anything else you want to say? That's all I got for questions.
Yeah, man. Free them all. Fuck prisons.
Thank
Fuck
you.
Fuck the system. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Ben Turk. I appreciate this.
Yeah. Thanks. Cool.
That was our first one. Can I hear it?